6 and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said today a new report undercuts claims of Russian interference in the 2016 election. She blames the Obama administration.
We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice.
A judge today rejected the Trump administration's request to unseal grand jury transcripts of the Jeffrey Epstein Florida case. A similar records request is pending in New York. The Wall Street Journal's reporting Attorney General Pam Bondi discovered President Trump's name in multiple Epstein documents and informed the president in May. Brian Koberger was sentenced today to life in prison for murdering 4 University of Idaho students.
In my view, the time has now come to end Mr. Koberger's 15 minutes of fame. It's time that he be consigned to the ignominy and isolation of perpetual incarceration.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Portage County Sheriff's Office has released the name of the 82-year-old man who died in a UTV crash on Monday. Robert Helbach from the town of Lanark in Portage County died as a result of injuries he received after crashing his UTV into a dump truck. The Portage County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources investigated the crash. Initial findings show Helbach was traveling northbound on County Trunk Highway ZZ in the township of New Hope when he crashed into the rear of a parked dump truck. No other injuries were reported. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales tax on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April when utility bills tend to be higher due to winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. Gas prices have continued to drop across the state. Lisa Hill reports.
Gas in Wisconsin is $2.92. That's down 6.9 cents from last week. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national price for gas fell alongside oil, which dropped over $2 a barrel. He said he doesn't expect to see much movement in prices as we get closer to August.
Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.73 to $2.84 per gallon. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
The Packers open camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started this morning. Competition for jobs on the roster. Rashid Walker knows he'll be competing for his job, even though he was the starting left tackle all last season.
You know, the NFL, we have a long offseason, so I've been itching to just get back and just, you know, prove myself once again. I feel like that mindset could be contagious to the rest of the team. And, you know, if everybody's clicking on the same page, I feel like we can do great things this year.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners in Seattle 1-0. Cal Raleigh, with his 39th home run of the season, he leads the major leagues. Pat Murphy asked, why did he pull his starting pitcher, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, out of the game halfway through the fourth inning?
The kid knows we've got his best interests in mind, and we're going to try to do everything we can to keep him away from any situations that could lead to overuse or putting him in danger of exposing himself or getting hurt.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory this evening. Occasional cloudiness for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Some strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy with lows in the low 70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Scattered storms. Highs into the mid 80s. Currently 89 degrees.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand. when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
See our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
I'm Maggie Dawn, and I've decided to change my voice today.
Take a
different approach to everything. Kind of a male approach.
Okay. I got news for you. You're not Maggie Dawn.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're John Peterson.
John Peterson, Gordy Young.
Mm-hmm.
We do a morning show at WMDX in Madison, and we're here filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Yeah. She's off today. She'll be back tomorrow. And when we were here very early this morning and went on the air at 6 o'clock, we had heavy rain, thunderstorms, lightning, little flash flooding. I mean, it was just crazy.
Right, exactly.
Early on, and it even knocked us off the air for a couple of, a few minutes.
The stick.
Yes.
We weren't off the air online.
Yeah, somehow we were still online streaming, but we were off the air over the signal. Yeah. But they fixed that very quickly. And now look at it. It's beautiful sunshine,
it's a gorgeous
downtown
day today.
Madison.
Yeah, just fantastic statewide, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. But yeah, those storms were something to wake up to this morning.
They really were. Can I say something about Ozzy Osbourne, just really quick?
Okay. Well,
there are a lot of people reminiscing about Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know what they would say exactly. He's kind of burned out most of the time.
Who
can understand his English accent, right? Who could understand that? I could.
He had a very special accent, yes.
Now, my favorite song is Iron Man.
Okay.
And I like it because it appeared in the movie Iron Man, and it was good. But, you know, when I was a kid, I loved that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that knocked me out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was really heavy. At the time, it was a heavy, heavy tune.
I was never really into Black Sabbath until a little bit later on. I started to appreciate some of their music.
Yeah.
You know, Crazy Train
I really
stuff
didn't
with
listen
Ozzy
too much of it.
Yeah.
But no one mentions in all of their reminiscences of Ozzy and all the things he did, all the crazy things he did. No one ever brings up the Travel Channels. Ozzy Osbourne show, remember?
Yeah.
The Osbournes Want to Believe.
Oh, yes.
It was a ghost show.
Right.
And they showed him clips
and
of
UFOs.
What people sent in to the show to show their... their ghostly experiences. Right?
Yeah, and it was Sharon and Ozzy and the kid. And the kid.
Yeah.
What's the kid's name? Jacob, do you know the kid's
Jack
name?
Jack Osbourne.
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Of course, yes. And Jack was all grown up, and he presented these ghost videos. And
right,
things.
Exactly.
And then they would take a vote of who thought it was real and who thought it was fake.
And it was so funny
they'd
because
do it on a numbering system.
Because a lot of those clips were very convincing.
Yes,
you'd almost think that there were real ghosts there.
Right.
I mean, things moved around the room. They saw images moving past. I thought it was very convincing.
Yeah.
And then they'd sit there and say, Oh, that was, wow, I couldn't believe it. You know, you'd think that they're going to say, yes, I believe in ghosts. This clip is good. And they would never agree on that.
Well, plenty of times Ozzy didn't believe it at all. Just, no, you know.
Yeah. If anybody believes in ghosts, it should be Ozzy.
Yeah. But I really came to like Ozzy with these TV shows. The Osbourne show before the one you're talking about, and then the ghost show.
On Travel Channel.
You know, he had a great sense of humor. And really, he poked a lot of fun at himself.
Yes. You know? Jacob, did you ever watch the Travel Channel's ghost shows, any of them?
I think I've watched a few every once in a while. And I have to say, it sounds like great television. Hey, we're going to show Ozzy Osbourne YouTube videos. And that's the TV show. Yes. Tune in.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Exactly. Yeah. And strange videos is that.
Yeah. Odd stuff.
It was good.
Anyway. Well, it's good to be back on the network. We fill in every once in a while for Maggie. And again, she'll be back tomorrow.
We don't do enough radio shows. You know, I mean, you know, doing it first thing in the morning at 6 o'clock and then coming in here at 4.
Well, then we had an event at noon. We had a little lunch get together with some listeners, and that was fun.
Yeah, we take pizza out. So we deliver pizza.
Yeah.
That's right. Our other job is delivering pizza.
Well, it's a contest that we run. And,
oh, it is?
Yes. Okay. Just to refresh your memory.
I was expecting a check.
No.
But
no,
that's okay.
You don't get that.
All right.
No, but it was, so it's been a little bit of a long day, but that's fine.
Yeah. You know, it's fine.
You could do that every once in a while. So, what do we got cooking this afternoon?
We've got something, I think, right out of the gate, we got to start talking about Trump going after his opponents, right? He's going after Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He wants everybody to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. He wants to distract us from all of the issues out there. And now, the big thing, was that apparently the Wall Street Journal just came out with another article saying that Pam Bondi went to Trump in May and said, you know what? Your name is all over the Epstein files.
Oh,
it's everywhere. And
so she revealed this a while back to him.
In May.
Okay.
In May. So this is the new revelation, I guess, you know. Wall Street Journal will probably just bleed this thing and keep going with it. I mean, if they're going to get sued, put it all out there, right?
Yeah, and a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Jim Santel, and I believe that they have they're going to hold on to the grand jury testimony, right?
Yeah,
they're not going to release that. That's what a judge has
the judge
ruled.
Blocked it.
Okay,
So why don't we get to the announcement by Tulsi Gabbard?
Okay,
our gal. Tulsi, the Russians call her. So why don't we listen to, this is cut 107.
Okay.
Let's check it out and let's play it.
Get that.
We are referring all of the documents that we have uncovered to the Department of Justice and the FBI for a criminal referral.
And do you believe that we will see prosecutions? I mean, our audience wants to know where this story goes from here. Will we ever see anyone held accountable for this incredible lie on the American people?
Yeah. I will do all that I can. And we have whistleblowers, actually, Maria, coming forward now after we release these documents, because there are people who were around, who were working within the intelligence community at this time, who were so disgusted by what happened. We're starting to see some of them come out of the woodwork here, because they too, like you and I and the American people, want to see justice delivered.
So do you expect indictments and prosecutions?
I'm not a lawyer. In my view, yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible.
I'm not a lawyer, but yes.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Russian gate. Issue, the hoax, the Russian hoax that Trump calls it. It wasn't a hoax.
Russia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's confirmed and everything.
Right.
So they're going after Obama, the entire Obama administration, right?
Yeah, they're going to arrest people.
Yeah, and Trump went on a rant. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to the next cut. This is 111 and Trump going on a rant.
All right.
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it.
I did a lot of research.
Biden was there with him, and Comey was there,
Biden.
And Clapper. The whole group was there.
Oh,
Brennan, they were all there in a room right here. This was the room.
Yes, they're all there.
This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up. They came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful. Wait.
Stay on top.
We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't there. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do.
Where are you going
but
with
you
this?
Know what? What? When you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too.
No.
But the leader of the gang was
It wasn't
them,
but it
Obama.
Was that.
Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him?
Hussein.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life. That's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. Yeah. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents.
They were in a bathroom in Mar-a-Lago.
President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is $3 bill.
So all of that, you know,
kind of rambling on.
So I guess we're convinced now that he truly believes that Obama had something to do with it, right?
Yeah.
But let's go back just a little bit. He actually took that all back.
Really?
Well, he mentioned something that came out, and they just released this. This is a tape of Trump talking about it. And let's listen to the next cut. That would be cut 123.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
Still a lot of people out there.
Okay.
You know, but he did admit that the Russians were participating in trying to control the election. They didn't have any real final result on it. They didn't change the votes by any stretch, but they did, of course, you know.
They tried to meddle, and
they meddled. Yeah.
And he's finally admitting it.
Exactly.
Boy, it's hard to keep track, you know?
Oh,
he
it
just
is.
Changes his mind all the time.
Yeah. So why don't we play cut 112, I believe.
Yeah.
Let's play cut 112.
All right.
$12 million and the Democrats for that report to a wise guy named Christopher Steele. He wrote a phony report, and they wanted to get that report in before the election. And I'll tell you what, I talk about all the time the fake news, how bad it is. But in this case, they wouldn't do it. They saw it, they read it, and they said, we don't believe it. And I respect the Times for maybe only this, because they're crooked as you can be. They're a terrible paper, a crooked, corrupt paper. Mm. But for this one moment, they said, this is bullshit. We can't put this in. And neither could any other paper. Wall Street Journal's a lousy paper, very, very dishonest paper.
Yeah.
But so you know, they didn't take the Steele report. Was the dossier. Remember the famous dossier?
I remember the fake news dossier.
The fake news dossier wouldn't publish it. But that was a big thing.
Yeah. Okay, so he's congratulating him for not publishing it, right?
Yeah.
But I remember he's criticizing the press for not publishing the Hunter Biden laptop story, right?
Yeah.
So there is a good time when they don't publish a story, and there's a really bad time. So I think, you know, it's just...
How can you keep track?
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
It's just a mess, and his listeners, by the way, his cult out there, they love this stuff, and they eat it up. My friend, my mega friend in Milwaukee, just loves this. He believes all of it. Now he's following the Biden thing. You know,
he's
on Biden still.
All right.
And how come we didn't find out that Trump had a problem with his legs?
Right. Well, that's a whole other story.
They kept that from us. We should have known that for the election.
We should have known. Yes. Absolutely.
So there you go.
19 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to chime in, you can give us a call here. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn, but the phone number is the same, 855.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn today.
Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Of course, a lot of people talking about, Stephen Colbert being knocked off of CBS, right?
Right. Yeah. The negotiated deal, Paramount and CBS, and the whole mess that they've created out of this involving Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are drawing the conclusion that Trump made it a stipulation in this negotiation to fire Colbert because he can't take humor.
Yeah, and he got, $16 million or something from CBS on this Paramount merger thing.
He's made more money on the side.
Yeah.
There are side deals on this.
Yeah. But you've got something from Colbert, right?
I do. He came out with just a little bit more information on the show the other day. So why don't we check out Cut 125 and see what he had to say.
All right.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Listen, I'm going to go ahead. Thank you very much. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Cancel culture has gone too far.
Yeah, yeah.
You may have heard the news. Last week, we learned that The Late Show will be ending in May. And I want to...
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me over the weekend, including one text from an unknown number offering a high-paying IT work-from-home job for only 2 to 3 hours a day. Yes, I am very interested.
Yes.
And I will be sending you my routing number in May. Daddy needs a job. Over the weekend, it sunk in that they're killing off our show. But they made one mistake. They left me alive.
So there it is.
Yeah, he's on till May.
Yeah.
So
got a long time to beat this into the ground.
Think he'll last till May or
what? Yeah.
I think he's going to stick it out as long as possible.
Well, you know, I saw an interesting video with the Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see this thing on X?
Did not see that, but I know he's concerned, too, because they're both owned by Paramount and CBS.
And behind him, they had a choral singer, singers in the back, and he was in front, and he was just shouting and singing the F word.
Oh, really?
And I'm thinking, when did they produce that, and how did that happen?
How did they do that?
Yeah. It was uncensored from the clip that I saw on X, but, well, that's X today, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Anything goes.
I went back to 2019. Stephen Colbert was, again, talking about the Trump administration and thinking it was the end of our democracy.
Right.
And he went into the back of the studio and he went out in the back alley.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what happened. Cut 126. Okay. Stephen Colbert and Oscar.
What if things never do get it better? I mean, the whole economy could collapse.
Oh, yeah.
The dollar could plummet. The housing market would implode. Then we'd all end up living in trash cans.
Nothing's changed.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Oscar the Grouch, what are you doing here?
Well, Stephen, I overheard you were feeling down, so I came to enjoy it.
Well, enjoy, but even you have to admit, Oscar, things are really messed up right now.
Oh, I know, and I love it.
You do?
Sure. When things go wrong, it cheers me up. And I can't stand being cheered up, so that makes me grouchy again. And I love being grouchy.
That sounds complicated.
Really? Yeah. Preschoolers seem to get it.
So you're saying that if I just wait long enough, things will come around and get better?
What? No, they'll get even worse. And for me, that's even better. Get it?
I think I see what you mean.
Ooh, I feel the song coming out.
Here we go.
Yeah. Sing along.
People say the night is darkest just before the dawn.
People say a lot of things, and usually they're wrong.
Well, I refuse to stand here and say life is just a curse.
I agree.
You do?
Yeah. Things are always gonna get better before they get worse.
Everyone is fighting back in Washington, D.C.
Well, I don't read the papers, so that's all news to me.
Life is getting messy, but we're in this mess together.
Things are always gonna get worse
before they get better.
Hey, wait, that's not fair. You tricked me.
The news is overwhelming, and it's hard to leave the couch.
Then make the couch a garbage can and call yourself a grouch.
But humans are ingenious. We're not a bunch of quitters.
You still have faith in humans after logging onto Twitter?
That's a good point. Just remember at your lowest that you still can see the sky.
As a passing pigeon aims directly for your eye.
Just let me get the upper hand on this, our final verse. Things are gonna get better
before they get worse.
And then better.
But then worse.
But then worse.
But then better.
Gotcha.
All right.
Hey,
he snuck that in there, you know, but
Stephen Colbert.
It seems like nothing's changed since the first administration, and everybody forgot, and they put this guy back in, which is crazy. My brothers participated in this.
Your brothers?
I have twin brothers, and they decided, just wait and see. Let's see what happens,
Trump another chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So now we have a unitary executive out there. We have a king. We have the dictator. And
have you talked to your brothers lately?
I did. I talked to one of them. He said, well, you know, I just wanted to cool things down. That's why I said, just wait and see. I knew my brother was going to level off.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, again, we'll see what happens.
Hey, I say this.
Yeah,
you know,
we got
a call from CJ. You know, he hates immigration.
Yeah.
We got a speech from Ronald Reagan coming up later.
Oh, I hope CJ's listening.
On immigration. Yeah. And you guys are going to eat your words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We also are going to be talking with Jim Santel, attorney at law. And later in the show, the Maggie Dawn Show, we'll visit with Pete Schwabe before he goes on the air tonight with his show, Nightline.
Talk a little entertainment.
Yep. It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today, Governor Tony Evers kicked off the new Child Care Bridge Payment Program. Child Care Counts was the federally funded program that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers. It expired at the end of June, and what to do next was one of the biggest sticking points during state budget negotiations. Up to a quarter of owners said they'd have to close without Child Care Counts. The industry is at a crossroads. Operating costs are high, but staff pay and profit margins are low, all while costs are high for many families. Governor Tony Evers said he wouldn't sign a budget without help for providers, and Republicans, at first, said they didn't want to pay providers directly. Eventually, they came up with a compromise in the Child Care Bridge Payment Program. That compromise starts this week, as providers begin applying for support payments. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year, but some owners say it's still not enough. That includes one woman who's closing her childcare business after pushing for more funding. Terry Barr speaks with her.
The recent approval of the state budget includes $360 million for childcare, but Corrine Hedrickson calls it too little, too late, with the need to support thousands of programs across Wisconsin, closer to $1 billion.
I will be closing my business August 29th because there just wasn't enough funding in the state budget for me to continue staying open without outpricing my parents. And at the end of the day, after 18 years, I finally am realizing I need to put my family and myself first, too.
Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the New Glarus area. As she helps the families she works with find other places for child care, she says without any additional investment from the state, more providers will be forced to close.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory this evening. Occasional cloudiness for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Some strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy with lows in the low 70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Scattered storms. Highs into the mid 80s. Currently it's 85.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Poison's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com and writer-producer Frank Anderson. Then, up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole joins me and gives us a sneak peek at her new single.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh, my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm. Oh, man. All the time. It's a feature that we have on John and Gordy in the Morning Show at WMDX. We're filling in for Maggie Dawn today on Civic Media.
Mm-hmm. And the phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. We do have.
We encourage calls, yeah, and texts and voice notes if you can.
Yeah.
Please, you know, let us know what you think.
Should we go to a call now, or do you want to get into a story first?
Well, what we could think? Make him wait forever, but okay. Let's take the call.
Well, he's already waited long enough. Cam's been on the line here for a while.
All right.
Let's see if he's still there. Cam, go ahead.
Hello, good gentlemen. Afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to bring up for others and you guys as well that tonight on NBC, I think around 5, I don't know if that's cutting into this show or a bit later. I think it's West Coast time, maybe around 6. They're going to release their interview with smartelections.us, who is the one that has the vote in the politics.
What? I missed that last line. What was it?
They brought the smart elections case with Rockland County, New York, for the voting data manipulation.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to find out what's going on over there.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's on NBC tonight, you say?
Yeah.
Do we still have Cam?
I think so.
I think he left.
Okay. Well, we'll have to, you know.
All right.
We'll follow that. Let's talk about New Jersey, too.
Okay.
The Justice Department on Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fired.
That's very pregnant.
Desiree Lee Grace, I'm trying to get the name straight here,
as
the newly appointed U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey.
Okay.
Hours after federal judges in that state chose her over President Donald Trump's pick, Elena Haba.
Okay.
So
they didn't like Haba.
No, the judges really had a lot of confidence in this other attorney.
Uh-huh.
And then Pam Bondi stepped in and said, you know, you're fired. So that's...
Wow.
What kind of administration is this?
Throwing their weight around.
Well, they really are throwing their weight around. They're everywhere. Yeah. Pam said this. This Department of Justice does not tolerate rogue judges.
Oh, really?
Especially when they threaten the president's core Article II powers.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with? There's something wrong with Pam Bondi. You know, you got that feeling right away. This person just goes along with anything that he says and asks.
Yes. Yeah, and she's still got those Epstein files on her desk, but she put them away somewhere. Nobody will ever find them, apparently.
I'll tell you what, why don't we play this Ronald Reagan cut?
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, you know, we hear from CJ. You've heard CJ on the air here. And,
different shows.
And he's a MAGA. He's a cult member.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very serious about all of this. He's very serious about immigration. He called us up the other morning, and that's all he wanted to talk about. I mean, we were talking about a whole bunch of different things. As you know, we have attention deficit here.
Well, so, and he was very appreciative of Donald Trump just closing the border.
Nobody coming in now. There is zero people coming across the border.
Right.
He is so happy.
He's very proud of
it. I did ask him, I said, well, how do you feel now? Have things improved in your life?
Yeah.
He wasn't able to answer that particular question, but I want to aim this at CJ and my mega friend in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
they're really adamant about getting rid of immigration.
Yes, completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no immigrants in this country. Get rid of anybody who looks like a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, even citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So
how the times have changed.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Right.
And this may be bad news for Scott Walker, who is a big fan of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes to Ronald Reagan's ranch.
Oh, is that
and
right?
He dusts off the furniture and he goes through the books, you know, just make sure everything's in order.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
He's very meticulous about it.
Cleans the bathroom.
He's a clean freak.
He is a clean freak. And he really loves Ronald Reagan. So I don't know if he's going to like him so much after he listens to Ronald Reagan's very last speech.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that my eyes welled up about three or four times when I was listening to this.
I brought this tape. I showed you this video, yeah. And you started whimpering. You needed a Kleenex.
You know, I had to leave the room and get a towel.
I felt sorry for you. I knew you would be. I don't think I've ever seen you that emotional before. So let's play what we're talking about. This is Ronald Reagan's final farewell speech.
That's right.
At the White House, and it happens to be about immigration. So let's play that.
All right.
Since this is the last speech that I will give as president, I think it's fitting to leave one final thought, an observation about a country which I love. It was stated best in a letter I received not long ago. A man wrote me and said, "You can go to live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go to live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American." Yes, the torch of Lady Liberty symbolizes our freedom and represents our heritage, the compact with our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. It is that lady who gives us our great and special place in the world. For it's the great life force of each generation of new Americans that guarantees that America's triumph shall continue unsurpassed into the next century and beyond. Other countries may seek to compete with us, but in one vital area, as a beacon of freedom and opportunity that draws the people of the world, no country on earth comes close. This, I believe, is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams, we create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier. This quality is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever closed the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost. A number of years ago, an American student traveling in Europe took an East German ship across the Baltic Sea. One of the ship's crew members from East Germany, a man in his 60s, struck up a conversation with the American student. After a while, the student asked the man how he had learned such good English, and the man explained that he had once lived in America. He said that for over a year he'd worked as a farmer in Oklahoma and California, that he'd planted tomatoes and picked ripe melons. It was, the man said, the happiest time of his life. Well, the student, who'd seen the awful conditions behind the Iron Curtain, blurted out the question, "Well, why did you ever leave?" "I had to," he said. "The war ended." The man had been in America as a German prisoner of war. Hmm. Now, I don't tell this story to make the case for former POWs. Instead, I tell this story just to remind you of the magical, intoxicating power of America. We may sometimes forget it, but others do not. Even a man from a country at war with the United States, while held here as a prisoner, could fall in love with us. Those who become American citizens love this country even more, and that's why the Statue of Liberty lifts her lamp to welcome them to the Golden Door. It is bold men and women yearning for freedom and opportunity, who leave their homelands and come to a new country to start their lives over. They believe in the American dream, and over they make it come true for themselves, for their children, and for others. They give more than they receive, they labor and succeed, and often they are entrepreneurs. But their greatest contribution is more than economic, because they understand in a special way how glorious it is to be an American. They renew our pride and gratitude in the United States of America, the greatest, freest nation in the world, the last best hope of man on earth.
So that's Ronald Reagan, final speech at the White House as he was departing the presidency.
Right. And it seems odd that a conservative, one of the most conservative presidents we've had, came out and said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, CJ or a MAGA friend in Milwaukee would probably say, well, you know, this is all legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Got to come here legally.
Yeah.
Well, we've been kicking out people who've come here legally. Student visas, visas. We have
asylum
gotten rid
seekers.
Of, yeah, we have gotten rid of people who are here legally doing their best to make their court appearances, to be on record that they're here.
Yeah.
And we're kicking them out. Sure. And we're kicking their citizen children out with them.
And taking them right off the streets. No due process.
Right.
Nothing.
And they're stopping people who look like immigrants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And roughing them up, but they've done this to citizens. Of course, it just keeps happening and happening. We could put stuff like that on the air constantly, but we're not. But it is shocking what they're doing to the American public. They're scaring people. We're seeing military people in the streets. And this is Ronald Reagan saying, these are the people that make this country run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what CJ has to say about this.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Oh, wait. He's on the line now.
Oh, he is.
CJ, you there? What did you think of that speech by Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, what do you think about something like that?
Our former greatest president, because right now we got our greatest president serving, because we're getting what we voted for. See, we want, Ronald spoke of the door, right? He said, spoke of the door. We're not going to close the door. But we had people sneaking in the window and through the back door underneath Biden. And our border czar, Harris, I won't try to pronounce her name because I always get corrected for it. I don't know. But, you know, of course
she wasn't a border czar. No, Kamala was not a border czar. Just want to correct you on that, okay? She had nothing to do with the border, all right?
she
was just a diplomat going to other countries. Trying to at least finance some of their problems in their country so these people would not leave their country and find their way to the U.S.
Well,
I know it's too nice, right? You don't want to do anything nice
on their campaign stage. You guys, I know you don't want to talk about the news of the day, but how about the criminal referral of President Obama? Isn't that an amazing thing?
Well, we just got into the Obama thing.
Comey. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. The truth cometh, guys.
It's a nothing burger, and you're
going
to follow it. You're going to go right down that rabbit hole, but we're not going to get distracted like you guys, you know. And Gordy and myself, we have attention deficit here. So we identify with not being able to focus. But you... And my mega friend in Milwaukee, you guys have to focus a little bit. Stop being so distracted by all of this other stuff. He is not a terrorist. He did not do anything wrong. Obama has already set the record straight in a comment anyway. So have you read that?
Mm.
All right.
I think he's...
What?
Yeah, okay. I think he's gone. Okay.
He's speechless. See? It works.
It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more, and Jim Santel coming up in a little while on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The voices of 86% of Maine voters were silenced July 14th as a federal appeals court found a 2023 ballot initiative limiting political spending by foreign-owned corporations likely violates the Constitution's right to free speech. Question 2 passed with an astounding 86.4% support after foreign corporations flooded Maine with advertising to get voters to approve a hydroelectric transmission corridor from Canada through Maine. The power companies and the Maine media, which benefited from millions in advertising dollars, sued on free speech grounds. Federal rules prohibit campaign contributions by foreign entities in federal elections, but don't address state spending or ballot initiatives. Question 2 prohibited foreign entities or subsidiaries with 5% or more foreign ownership from making contributions to candidates or ballot measures, required disclosure of advertising funding, and mandated disclosure whenever a foreign government attempted to influence an issue in Maine. A 3-judge panel agreed with the lower court's finding that determining whether multinational corporations exceeded 5% foreign ownership would be hard to enforce. It also agreed that the political spending limits would have a chilling effect on the right of corporations to speak out on issues. Another Maine money and politics case was decided July 15th, but this one is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. More on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Come in with that?
Oh, wait. Wait.
Hold up.
Hey, we've got five seconds.
Okay. Civic Media Radio Network.
Just relax.
John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn.
Bring this back up, Jacob, for a second. Come on. We were just talking about Michael McDonald a couple of days ago on our morning show on WMDX. John and Gordy here in for Maggie Dawn.
Our producer played this as a surprise cut. And we both looked at each other and we just burst out laughing because Michael McDonald is like, you know, a joke.
Well, he's very popular.
When he was very popular with the Doobie Brothers,
yes,
he killed the Doobie Brothers. He killed song that he appeared on. He was the worst singer ever.
He has a very unique styling and a very unique voice. Women love him. You know.
Well,
you know
I don't think so.
Right?
No, I.
You don't think so?
I think that's a rumor.
Okay.
I think somebody started. He started it.
He's still with the Doobie Brothers. I mean, he went away, and then Tom Johnston came back, and then now they're all just one big happy Doobie Brother
family.
And
it wasn't just us thinking this either, because Second City TV, they had a feature where Michael McDonald would appear in the background singing with Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind, right?
Yes.
And he would go to one studio after the next, singing background for every other group in the world.
Different bands that were in the different studios.
Oh, we got so tired of Michael McDonald. Donald?
That was a funny SCTV bit.
We're just going to have to remove that cut.
Okay.
That slipped through.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
It's John and Gordy, as I mentioned before, in for Maggie Dawn. Yeah. She'll be back tomorrow. If you'd like to chime in with anything, our number remains the same, 855-752-4842.
Okay. All right, we're going to get to the old radio wars in Milwaukee. And I grew up in Milwaukee, and I was there for my first 30 years, and I know Milwaukee like the back of my hand. Yeah. My first on-air radio job was at WAUK.
Oh,
yeah.
One of the civic media stations.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Crazy.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
We had radio wars from Chicago to Milwaukee.
Sure.
Milwaukee radio fought with Chicago radio back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I have two songs I'm going to play here just briefly.
Okay.
We'll just play sections of it. But this is Jonathan Brandmeier. He's a radio announcer in Chicago for many years.
Yeah, but you know, he grew up in Fond du Lac.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
So that's part of the reason why he was able to do this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I think he went from Fond du Lac out to, he was in Rockford for a while. Oh. And then he went to Arizona, Phoenix, I believe.
Wow.
And then he got the gig in Chicago. Okay. He was at the Loop for many years.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, I got to hand it to him. He did a really good polka song.
Oh, this is great.
So, Hater Milwaukee is the song from Jonathan Brandmeier. Let's listen to the first volley.
Okay.
This war between Milwaukee and Chicago. Listen.
Right, here's Brandmeier.
Okay. It's cut 110.
Okay.
We have that. You say you don't like Illinois, try to keep us where we are. Now we're really such a friendly state, so we'll hop into our car and we'll drive across your border, pick up women big and heavy, and see those men with big foreheads like bumpers from a Chevy. Hey there, polka boy, go home and suck a beer. Hey there, bratwurst head, go drive your old John Deere. Yeah, hey, keep your women away, the smell will make Hey there, hooter, yeah, hey, hey,
yeah,
stay
hey.
In Milwaukee and die. Yeah, hey there, hooter, yeah, hey, hey, stay in Milwaukee and die.
All right. There you go. That's enough. That's enough of that.
All right,
okay.
All right.
It sounds like a war song from Kosovo, the amount of hatred I hear coming back and forth in that one.
Was one. So, you know, we thought, okay, you know, we're proud to be from Wisconsin. We're proud to be from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So another song came out saying, I'm a Milwaukeean. And this is, I don't know who does it.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic song, cut 109. This is the answer to Jonathan Brandmeier's insulting song. Listen.
Okay.
From West Allis all the way to Cudahy. Don't you know I ride the bus every day?
Ain't it, don't you know?
That's it. Ain't a hay.
All right. All right.
I'm a Milwaukee.
That's enough. That's the answer, and we won that war.
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's a great song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It says
absolutely.
It all. Oh, yeah, the rest of the verses are fantastic, too.
Original composition.
All right, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. So here we have, you know, I'm reading the Milwaukee Journal yesterday, and I came across an article, and it is an article about a bunch of Chicagoans.
Yeah.
See, they're still trying to work their way through losing the battle with Milwaukee.
Mm.
And these Chicagoans, it's called the Chicago Scream Club. And what they do is they go down to the lake. Well, here, let's just play
this
cut.
We only got a minute left.
Oh, well, let's play most of this cut.
Okay.
Cut 118.
All right.
Three, two, one.
I was having a real bad day with my my partner one day. We were walking by the lake, and I just said to her, "Hey, do you want to go scream by the lake?" And she was like, "Yes, let's do it."
There were a few people sitting around, and I just said, "Hey, look, let's fade it here at Scream
by the Lake."
That's right.
Okay,
it's Scream by the Lake. So that's right. They're still doing it.
Are they?
Do it every Sunday.
No,
yep, they go down
seriously
to the lake and scream.
What? No,
that's right.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So they're still screaming about it.
I had no
idea. They're angry.
At all.
They lost this battle with Milwaukee.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A judge sentenced Brian Koberger to life in prison today, acknowledging we may never know why he killed four University of Idaho students.
And therefore, I will not attempt to speak about him further, other than to simply sentence him so that he is forever removed from civilized society.
A judge refused today to unseal grand jury transcripts in the Jeffrey Epstein, Florida case. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Grand jury proceedings are secret. And that's why the judge today said the court's hands are tied.
Another records request is pending in New York. The House Oversight Committee today subpoenaed Ghislaine Maxwell to sit for a deposition in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Jason Brooks watching the numbers on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 closed at an all-time high for the third straight session, and the NASDAQ closed above 21,000 for the first time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.